The Boeing 737 MAX is ready for takeoff after the Federal Aviation Administration recertified the aircraft today. It was out of commission for 20 months following two fatal crashes. But with the pandemic keeping air travel at record lows, airlines may not be in a rush to get the 737 back in the sky. Let's bring in Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Tanya.
So the 737 MAX was grounded after Boeing fixed problems with the plane's flight control system. When can we expect U.S. airlines to begin flying these jets again?
Sometime next year. They now have to go through their own processes. And look, they can afford to be even more methodical than before. Not that they ever would have rushed the plane back into the air, but before COVID, they really wanted these planes. They were short aircraft in the case of some of these airlines, whereas now they very much aren't. They all have a glut of aircraft, and so there's just not as much of a rush, although these are the most efficient aircraft in their fleets in many cases. That's the reason they wanted them in the first place, and they're going to want to get them back up in the air as soon as they're convinced it's safe to do so.
Yeah. And then, as I mentioned, the pandemic has forced many airlines to reduce flights. But Southwest has actually expanded into new cities like Palm Springs, California, Sarasota, Florida. How are they able to grow in a time of such turmoil for airlines?
They're basically spreading themselves more thinly. They're not really growing by the most basic measures of the size of an airline. So in terms of the numbers of flights or seats or passengers that they're carrying, they're not growing in those regards. They're flying a lot less in some places and a little bit more in others. Southwest, historically, an airline that flew to maybe surprisingly few cities, you could say, relative to how big of an airline it was. It offered very frequent service in between places like Houston and Dallas, key markets like that, but only about 100 cities, which actually isn't very much for an airline that's as big as Southwest is in other ways. Now, doing a little bit more like what some other airlines do, fly to more places, but not as frequently in the same markets.
Mm-hmm. Something else I want to ask you about. Earlier this week, United Airlines began testing all passengers on flights from Newark to London for the coronavirus. How does this program work?
Yeah, and this is a pilot program, as you said. These are the rapid COVID tests, rather accurate, although not as accurate as the tests that take longer to come back. But generally speaking, you get the test result back very quickly. And United is calculating here, because it's accepting the cost of doing all this, that cost is less than the cost of what it's dealing with more broadly, which is people not traveling because they're afraid to travel, whether it's because they're afraid of what's actually going to happen on the airplane, or just that they don't want to deal with what's going to happen at the destination, or all of the other reasons that people are just sort of avoiding moving around right now. So United thinks this could help people regain some of that confidence they've lost.
Any other major airlines expected to follow suit on this idea?
It's something that's clearly of interest to a lot of them, to varying degrees around the world. Different airlines have either started pilots like United in some countries, or at least expressed interest. Always a question of cost. The global association that represents the airlines, IATA, likes this kind of thing, but just thinks that governments should be the ones footing more of the bill.
That's Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. As always, thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.